Dozens more Rite Aid pharmacies will go dark in the Delaware Valley since the Philly retailer's bankruptcy filing last year. WHYY News' business reporter Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza explores what's next for those vacant stores starting in Center City.
For the past 600 days, the Rite Aid at 10th and Market has sat mostly dark, except when retailer Spirit Halloween jumped in. But that property owner still owes $35,000 to the city. The owner is appealing that, though, arguing that the building isn't worth that much anymore. Now, a Rittenhouse Square Rite Aid is dark and on the auction block to be sold next month. Real estate expert Steve Gartner says rent for retail at 17th and Chestnut is much higher.
So it's presenting a genuine struggle for landlords that have to replace rents that might be $40 a foot, and the replacement tenant might be less than half. Some might be small grocery stores, be national chains, they might be locals, but they won't be pharmacies.
Retrofitting the Provident Bank and Trust Company's retail could take months or even years, says NPM Realty broker Veronica Blum. It all depends on what infrastructure needs work, like electrical, foundation, or facades.
You're really looking at who can fit inside a 13,000 square foot box and use that space.
For generations, it was a destination for anyone who wanted a glimpse of Philly's history. Blum says she's hoping the new owners won't forget to look up and take advantage of that chandelier and high ceilings. Kristen Mosbrooker-Garza, WHYY News.